Welcome to Series 2 in the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk, the fourth in Volume 4, Psychology and Asian Philosophies, is entitled Archetypes and Mythology. It was recorded at the Mon Ranch in Ukiah, California, in 1972. And now, Joseph Campbell.
The element, the highest of the elements, the space is here at the level of the throat. We're up here now in the heavenly realm, and the subject of knowledge, the soul, the jiva, the living spiritual entity, beholds its Lord, Ishvara, the Lord of the world, who is the form of forms. And the love, which in its lower inflection is of chakra 2, becomes here fulfilled in its ideal realization at chakra 6. God is that beloved which the soul intends through all its loves. And when Dante beheld Beatrice, chakra 2, he was not motivated in terms of chakra 2, but she opened to him the way to chakra 6. She carried him all the way to the very throne of God. She was a 9 because her root was in the Trinity. This is the experience here. Now, when Ramakrishna speaks of this chakra, he says it's as though one were to behold a light with, however, a pane of glass between. The goal of the truly zealous mystic is to be united, to be one with the divine. But here there is two. At this level, there is two-ness still, subject and object. The great Sufi mystic Halaj uses the same image. He says a moth sees a light and, fascinated by the light, wants to join it and comes and bangs himself against the glass, and he knocks himself to pieces. And then in the morning, pretty well knocked to pieces, he goes back to his friends and tells them what a wonderful thing he saw last night. And they look at him and they say, well, it didn't do you much good. You look in pretty bad shape. And next, that's the state of the ascetic, the mystic, who is on his way. Next night, he manages to go back to this light and find a way to get in through the glass, and then indeed he is united and one with and the flame. He is one with it, which is the goal of the mystical life. And when Halaj was himself crucified for having said, I and my beloved are one, and he knew the crucifixion was coming, he said, the function of the Orthodox community is to release you from the bondage of your flesh and unite you with the flame of God. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Intentionally quoting Christ. This is 9 centuries later in the same culture sphere of the Near East and may very well be a clue to what thoughts would have been in Christ's mind, who had said, I and the Father are one, and now was on his way. At any rate, we have this problem of separation still. Let us withdraw the barrier, and then what happens? Both God and the knower of God are out. There is neither subject nor object at this state. There is only undifferentiated consciousness. And consequently, one cannot talk about it. All words refer to objects, either of time or either of waking or of dream consciousness, and the relationships between them and the subject and so forth. Here we are beyond relationships. Here we are beyond dualities. And silence is the only word for it. And that's not even proper. This is the mystery of mysteries of which no one can talk.